This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
The halacha is that you can be goyve from avodim. Amale Rav Nachman l'ule, Amar Rabbi Lozur afilu miyasmi. What does that mean that you can be goyve from avodim? The din is that if a person cannot pay his debt in cash, he has to pay it in whatever he can. Metaltalin and karki and anything, so that there's no chiddush to say that you can be goyve a chayv from avodim. Elamai, does it mean that if the yesoimim inherited the avodim, that it can be claimed from them? That would be interesting to Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman holds that avodim have the status of metaltalin. Is that right? And therefore, if Rabbi Elazar said that you can claim from Yesoimim, that would be interesting, because you cannot claim Metaltalim from Yesoimim. You can claim cash from Yesoimim, and you can claim Karka from Yesoimim, but you cannot claim Metaltalim from Yesoimim. Says Rabbi Elazar, not that Kedei Kach, he didn't consider that you can take it from Yesoimim, but only from him. Minei, asks Rav Nachman, from him, afilu miglima da'al kasvei, what's the chiddush? If it's from him, you can take anything? Answers Ule, what are we dealing with in a case here that he can take it? It doesn't mean just from him, but it means she'aso apotiki, that he made the eved an apotiki, as we discussed. So what are we saying? Made it an apotiki, and therefore what? What are we saying? Therefore, are we standing by saying, and therefore you can claim it from him himself? No, him himself, you don't need an apotiki. So what are we saying? You can claim it from Yesoimim l'chayr. Or buyers. So the difficulty with that is the Gemara should then be saying Elo hacha b'mayaskinen. Whenever the Gemara retracts from a previous position, it uses the term Ela. The absence of the word Elo here is a little bit of a problem, because we've established now it means Mine. Now the Gemara says no, hacha b'mayaskinen she'asu apotiki kiderova do marova also avda apotiki mechoru balchoiv goyve himenu. If a person made his eved an apotiki and he sold it, a balchoiv can be goyve. Shoyru apotiki mechoru in balchoiv goyve himenu. If he made his shoyr an apotiki, it doesn't help. He cannot. The balchoiv cannot claim from it if it was sold. My timer. What is the difference? Ho isle kala v'ho lesle kala. One has a kol and one doesn't have a kol. So what is Rava holding? That Eved has the status of karka or not?
No,
metaltalin. Why do you say that, David?
Because then it's a chiddush.
Yeah, if it had the status of karka, it wouldn't have to make this distinction of isle kala or lesle kala. So what we're saying is, no, it has the status of metaltalin. However, you can be goyve from who? From Yesoimim. If it was an apoisiki. The question is, nowhere does it mention that you can be goyve from Yesoimim. Rava says that he also avda apusikul mechore balchoiv goyve emenu. If you sold it, you can claim from it. He doesn't say if it was inherited that you can claim from it. Rava doesn't say that. So are we going back to the position of Yesoimim, or are we now talking about a position of mocher, or are we sticking with minay? Where are we holding exactly at this point? What does the Gemara? What does Ula hold that Rabbi Loza said? That you can claim an Eved from its owner, that there's no Shaila. According to Rava, if it's an apoitiki, you can even claim it from Lekuchus. Good. Why? Because it's got a call. It's metaltalin with a call. What about from Yesoimim? What would you say logically should be the situation with Yesoimim? Also got a call. So what is the role that the kol plays in this whole thing? What is the significance of the kol in Rava's din? Yeah. What does Rava say? Why? Because ha isle kol ha lesle kol. So what? So for sure it hasn't got a kol. One second. If for sure it hasn't got a kol, why should you not be able to claim it from the kuchus? Whereas in Eved you can, because it has a kol. What's the difference?
Because
And therefore, therefore, you should be careful what you buy. Can you use the same logic about what you? And before you inherit something, also you should make inquiries. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. So what's the pashtus? Is it not your son? So we started off saying, is it minay? Trevor, you're agreeing with that. We started off saying, do you mean minay? No, minay there's no shaila about. It means, afilim yasmi says, no, not mi yasmi. So him that not, Rabbi Lozer didn't say that. So what did he say, minay? That's poshut. No, he said, lukuch is something in the middle of minay and yasmim. So it would seem, according to the Gemara of the Pashtus, that there are 3 degrees. There's minay, there's milukuchus, and there's miyasmi. Karka, you can claim even miyasmi. Metaltalin, you cannot even claim from Lekuchus. And Eved, if it was made a Poitiki, you can claim from Lekuchus, but not from Yasmi. That seems to be what the Gemara says. What does Rashi say? Govin chayv minu avodim, afilu miyasmi, imes loive venoflu kame yasmi. If a loive died, and the Yisoyimim, it's an interesting phrase, noflu kame yasmi, they fall in front of the Yisoyimim. Which means they inherit. They acquire it through inheritance. But it's an interesting phrase. But not for kama yasmi, as if it just yeah, it just happens. Miyom Rabbi Loza de Bachoiv goivim in haavodim de chemekarkoidom. Did Rabbi Loza say that you can be goive from avodim because they are like karka? If you can be goive avodim from yisoyimim, that can only be because it's like karka. There is no other reason. The call of Rova won't help you by yisoyimim. So if you can be goyve avodim from yisoyimim, it must be karkid. You see what Rashi is saying? That's part of his kasha. Does it mean miyasmi, and therefore you have to say it's karkid? Answers Rabbi answers Ula, no. Minei min aloi ve'atzmo yom Rabbi Loza d'balchoiv goyve min avodim ve'kaporich minei afilu min glimid al kasve. So he says, what do you mean minei? That's no chiddush. Minei, you can claim anything, not even avodim, it's cool, certainly. So he says, no, apoitiki apoitiki koi klemi mizei yehelecho piroin ba'ashmin Rabbi Loza. What is Rabbi Loza's chiddush? The im mechoroi goive balchiv mimenu. But if it's sold, the balchiv can claim from it. Because by balchiv is a different thing. It's got anything to do with karka or metaltalin. It so happens that karka you can be goive from a balchiv. From a koine, from a lukuach. It so happens that metaltalin you can't. But why? Not because one is karka and one is metaltalin. The reason for that is one is leikala and one less leikala. It's not because of its inherent nature. It's not part of the din of karka that you can be goive from the kuches and metaltalin you can't. Anything with a call you can be goyve from the kuches, and anything without a call you cannot be goyve from the kuches. And the criterion is the call, and eved fits in, although it's a metaltanin, it fits into to being able to be taken from the kuches because it has call. What about yisoyim? No, it's not karka. There's no other minute that should be yisoyim. So you see, we're coming out exactly the opposite from the way you learned. Apoisiki doesn't make it karka, according to the way we're learning. Apoisiki doesn't make it karka. Apoisiki just gives it a call.
But he wouldn't be able to claim from the yisoyimim.
No. Because the call doesn't help you by yisoyimim. And it's not karka. If it were classified as karka, you could claim from yisoyimim. If the call helped you by yisoyimim, you could claim from yisoyimim. But it's not karka, and the call doesn't help you. So why should you be able to claim from yisoyimim? So what must they do? Not inherit. Put their father in a fridge. What can they do? It's not a question of really laying claim to it. The whole point is they can. Midoraisa is part of the state. The question is, midorabonan, you can claim. Why can you claim? Because you should have watched out. You shouldn't have bought something. That's what Islay Kala means. What role does Islay Kala play by Yosemite? And Islay Kala is the only svara that Rova brings why Apotiki is different by Nevid. So the way we're learning is Apotiki does not make it like Karka. Apotiki simply creates a call. And the criterion as to whether you can be goyve from Lukuchus or not depends on whether it's a call or not. The criterion as to whether you can be goyve from Yosemite or not depends whether it's Karka or not. That's how I want to learn it. Let's look at the Tosfos. Afilu min glime de al kasve im yesh lo shnayim. This din that you can claim from somebody, even from the shirt on his back, that's provided he's got 2 shirts. You can't take a person's only item of clothing. Dim ein lo elo echod. For if a person has only got one, ha'omer beferik ha'mekabel de mesadrin lebal chayiv. We hold in Bava Metzia that mesadrin lebal chayiv, you evaluate for a bal chayiv, you assess a bal chayiv. If he can't afford to pay, you don't take it. What does not afford to pay mean? Some people think that not being able to afford to pay means they have no cash flow. They've got their Rolls Royces, and they've got their swimming pools, and they've got their tennis courts, and they've got their everything, but they've got no cash, they can't afford to pay. That's not what we call not affording to pay. We call not affording to pay a person who's got one suit of clothes. That's all he's got. And if you take that, he's got nothing. That's a person who can't afford to pay. And the Sadrin Labal Chayiv, then with Masada, we organize things in such a way that he doesn't have to pay that. So when we say Afilu min glimid al kasfe, we don't mean it literally. He don't take the shirt off the back of his shoulder unless he has other shirts. In that case, why would you take that shirt? Go and take what's the lotion of glimid al kasfe? You take it off his shoulder. It doesn't say you take his shirt out of his wardrobe. It says you take it off his shoulder. What's the pshat? I mean, Astam is wearing his better clothes. The ones that he's got at home are the ones that aren't that good. So you take the good clothes. He must wear the ones that are, he must wear the ones with holes in, the ones that are fraying at the cuffs and all that he must wear. The better one we take. Inami betali sheshovo me'amone. Or it might be talking about a person who taka only has one. Again, what is Tosis worried about here? He's worried about the loshen of glimim al kasfe, to take it off his shoulders. Says Tosis, there is a case where you'll take it off his shoulders, and that's taka if he's only got one piece of one item of clothing. But if that one item of clothing is worth 100 money, it's worth a lot of money. Shemalbishimoy sib a talis haro'iloy. Then you make him wear a talis haro'iloy. What does a talis haro'iloy mean? Suitable to him. Yeah, it might not be. That depends. Me'amon is a lot of money. Me'amon is 10,000 rand. We're busy now. You must come later. Alright, no, we're busy now. The me'amon is 10,000 coins. It's a lot of money. So he's wearing an extremely expensive suit. So what do we say that we give him? A second-hand suit from a jumble sale? Not necessarily. Haro'iloy. If we can find something cheaper which is still fitting for him, then that's what we do. So we then take the expensive one and we sell it, and we replace it with a cheaper suit, as long as it's a ro'iloy. V'loik Rabbi Akiva, and the chiddush would then be that we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, the Omer Beferek HaMekabel, who says there in that same sugya, Kol Yisrael Ru'uyin Lo'isa Itztele. There's no such thing as Ru'uyin Lo. Any Yid is Roy for the best clothes available. He can't always afford it, but if he's got it, that's what he's fit for. He's a prince. Every Yid is a prince. He's a leader amongst people, a prince among people, and he should be dressed in the finest of clothes. And you don't have the right to come and take away what he's got and give him something less. That's not royal. So the principle he agrees with, that you're allowed to dress him in something which is royal. But Rabbi Akiva says there's an objective royal, whereas the Tanakhama says there's a subjective royal. Each person, what's royal? Rabbi Akiva says it's objective. Any yid is royal for the best. There's nothing which is not royal. If he afforded it once, you can't take it away from him and then and make him wear something less than that. No, then you can take one. Fine, he's good. He's got one which is very fine, so he just has to wash it overnight, and that's it. But we're not asking him to take a demotion in status. It's an interesting sugya, because we've had two separate sugyas, one after the other, the effect of the acknowledgement of the validity of fine clothing in a person's effectiveness. And the extent to which you go, even according to the Tanakhama, there's Ro'iloy. You can't dress a person in something which is less than Ro'iloy. The Shaila is, what is Ro'iloy? Do we say as a Yid he's Ro'iloy for the best? Or do we say that each person is Ro'iloy according to what his status is in society? But that's Rabbi Akiva, it's so different to the way people normally think, and that shows the real Christian way that people tend to think. One isn't permitted to take time that one should be learning to work harder to make more money to be able to buy better clothes. That's not the way we work. But if a person in his normal working hours is able to afford fine clothes, a fine motor car, a fine house, we don't look at that and say, he's materialistic. What we're going to say is, alavai, all Yidden could be like that. That's the way Yid should live. That's the way it's meant to be. Right? It's not always possible. People can't always manage that. But it's not something that one looks to and thinks that it's a completely different matter, completely different approach. Kol Yisrael Ru'uyim. Lo Yisitzdeh. But Rabbi Natan Poisek Halacha De'en Besadri. And Rabbi Natan paskens that En Besadri, we don't evaluate, that you can take no matter what. You've just got to pay up. So we've got quite a wide range of views. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, glimmer al kasfe is fine. That's what it means. It means literally that. You take the shirt off the back, off his back. Do you realize, by the way, that that phrase is used in your ksubas, those of you who've got ksubas? That you are bonded to your wives up to the point of glimmer al kasfe. So this place is very relevant. How we pass and what that means, glimmer al kasfe. But that's the degree of the bond, and that ksuba is not just a legal document in the event of death or divorce. That's also an attitude that one has to realize the extent of one's indebtedness. That an isha is a bal chuyv. She is your creditor. She's not your servant. She's your creditor, and she has a lien on you to the extent of the shirt on the back of your shoulder she can take. And one has to relate to her as a creditor. It's a different relationship. Yeah, that's usually through Geneva, that we sell him if he's stolen and he can't repay it, and then we sell him. But if he sells himself, he can sell himself if he can't pay and he wants to pay.
So that goes even further in Gemar Kasfa.
That's himself. Yeah, except an Eved Ivri is not really a slave in that sense. An Eved Ivri is somebody who sells his time on contract and gets paid in advance. That's really all he is.
The debt being his payment.
And he uses the payment for his to settle his debt. Yeah, he's simply getting advance payment for his labor.
But he doesn't have a free choice.
If he's a ganav.
And if he's
just an ordinary debtor, we don't sell. Beis Din doesn't sell. He can choose to sell himself, but Beis Din doesn't sell. If his debt came as a result of dishonesty, then Beis Din sells it. Imagine how empty the jails could be and all the courts if it was just practiced. Fellow can't get into debt because of dishonest practice. Finished, no big fines, nothing. Just sell him as an avid. Finished, party. A simple system of justice. I don't know why the legal system has evolved to a point of such primitiveness that it's missed the whole point. Says the next Tosfos, Kegon she'asu'u apotiki. For example, if he made him an apotiki. Bahashto gabi miyasmi kemo milokeach. So Tosfos gets us all defensive from the first, throws out the challenge, and now that he's made an apotiki, he claims from Yosemim the same as he claims from a Lukach. There's no difference. Which is not the way we learned, not the way the Rashi appeared to learn. But had we not gone through that process first, we wouldn't have appreciated the Chiddush in Tosfos. Va'afal gav demiyasmi lo shayach taima mishum kala. Aye, Tosfos asks our kasha. So you will say, but the whole principle of kol doesn't apply by Yosemim. What is the logic? Because by Yisomim it makes no difference if it was made in Apoisiki or not. They have no role in it. There's no active role. It's all passive. What difference does it make if he made the shur in Apoisiki or not? Mikol Mokum, Heicho de Gabi Melekuchos, Gabi Nami Miyasmi. Where he claims from the Kuchos, he claims also from Yisomim. There's a loiplug. But although the logic doesn't apply, the Yesomim were classified in our dealings with them the same way as Lukuchus. Midi, have it. Which one, sorry? The Legabi did who, with respect to them, to Yesomim, Aposiki v'lo aposiki shove. Whether or not the eved was made in aposiki is the same. It's irrelevant. Mikol mokum, nevertheless, hechad the gabi melekuchos, gabi nami miyasmi. Where you can claim from lekuchos, you can claim also from yosemi. Midi dahave, and Tosfos now brings a proof. So Tosfos is not getting into the logic of it. He says, I acknowledge this, Tosfos, that there's no rational explanation, there's no logic to it. But in halacha, we sometimes have to deal with the concept of loyplug, where there's a logical principle, and we have to use that principle wider than the logic would normally dictate. Because of a loyplug, that's the halacha, and we have to then establish clear lines as to what the limits of that logic are, and sometimes it goes beyond the normal the logic itself. Midi dahave amil v'bishtar. For example, amil v'bishtar. A man lends money with a shtar. The gabi miyasmi umelekuchus. What's the din? If I lend money with a shtar, I can claim that money from lekuchus, and I can claim that money from yosoimi. Afilu leman d'omar shibud alav d'oraisa. Even according to the view that shibud is not d'oraisa, that means min ha-tayro, a man's property is not bonded to the point that even after you've transferred it, it remains bonded to the creditor. Even if we will hold it midoraisa, that is not the case. That midoraisa, once you've sold property, it's sold. Umil ve'alpe leigabi mimishabdi, and we will hold that the din is that as it is in fact that an oral loan cannot be claimed from the chosim meshubodim, v'loy miyasmi, you cannot claim from lekuches, and you cannot claim from yosemim. So if it's Baal Peh, you can't claim from either. If it's Bishtar, you can claim from both. So when does this bond take effect? Provided the milveh was a written milveh. If the loan was a written loan, then automatically the property is bonded. If the loan was an oral loan, then it's not bonded, and you can only claim from the Baal Chayv himself. But if the Baal Chayv has no money, you cannot claim from the Kuchus, and you cannot claim from Yosemite. And Tosfos goes on to reason, Uvi Shlomo b'lekuchus. And it's all very well in the case of lekuchos, ikalif lugi, bein alpeh lebishtar. There is a logical distinction between a milveh balpeh and a milveh bishtar. The milveh bishtar goyveh, because the reason that in the case of a milveh bishtar you can be goyveh is mishum ne'ilas delis. Because we don't want to discourage people from lending money. People say, oh, what's the good, I'll lend money, and if he goes out of business, I can never recover my debt. So we say, no, provided you lent the money bichtav, you wrote a shtar, if he goes out of business, you can still be goyve your chov from the property of anybody who bought the property. So all you have to do is check that your creditor has property, and you know you will always get your debt back, no matter how many times that property has been sold. If there was property there at the time of the debt, you'll get it back. That's how we encourage people to lend. The milvah peli gabi, but if it was an oral loan, we're not goyve. Mishum deleko kalo, because we can say there's no kol. That means it's unfair on the lekuchos then to say that you're living with this cloud over your head. You buy property and you never know. In 20 years' time, somebody can come and take it away, and you have no way of defending yourself. But with shtar isle kalo, in the case of a shtar, there is a kol. When a shtar is written, there are edim, it's based in, there's a sefer, there are people who know about it. Once there are people who know about it, the lekuchos are meant to know about it too. And you've got to make inquiries before you buy property. And that's why the Chachomim created the principle of Shibud in a milveh bishtar, but not in a milveh balpeh. That's all very well for lekuchos, aval miyasmi mali milveh alpeh, mali milveh bishtar. But when it comes to yosoimim, what difference does it make if the milveh was bishtar or balpeh? The whole principle of kol doesn't apply there either. So how will we explain that in the case of a milveh bishtar, you can be goyve from yasmi, but a milveh balpeh you can't? Why that difference? Elovada, the only thing you can say, certainly, kol eched de gabi merekuchus mishum nilas delis, gabi nami miyasmi. Wherever the chazal allowed you to claim from lekuchus, they allow you to claim from yasmi. They classified them the same. Kamo milveh bishtar, or milveh aksur batiro. For example, a milveh which is written on a shtar, or a milveh aksuva b'Torah, a milveh which originates from an indebtedness created by the Torah, leman da'oma kiksuva b'shtar dami, according to the view that a milveh that's written in the Torah, it's as if it's written in a shtar, or kishomad b'din, or there's already been a din, and there's a psa. If we won't allow him to claim from yosoimim, because we say a person who lends money without writing a shtar is not that serious about ever getting the money back again. It's a form of tzedakah for him. If one's really serious about getting the money back, you write a shtar. It's a little bit more than a low plug. What we're saying is the principle by Milvei Balpeh is since you didn't take the trouble to write a shtar, you're not that serious about getting it back. So we're not going to be discouraging creditors by not allowing you to get it back. And if you weren't that serious about getting it back, you don't take it from your Yusayim either. That's what we're saying. You indicated by the way you lent the money that if you can claim it from the man himself, you'll claim it. If he's dead or has sold his property, you're really abandoning your claim to it. That's how Tefis is taking a little bit more than a loop. Is that clear? And according to Rashi, it's not so. According to Rashi, it would appear not so, that the din applies to Lekuchas, but not to Yusayim. It's true that in the case of Milvei B'Shtar, Milvei Balpeh, there it works even for Yusayim. But here it's different. This is metaltalin, and metaltalin, even with an apoyteki, does not entirely, you can't be gover from Yesoimim. This is interesting. So what is I mean, let's try and understand the essence of the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds, the way we learned it, what did we say, that Eved is metaltalin. And he's always, but even with an apoyteki, he's metaltalin. But the yesoid of being gover from Lekuchos revolves around whether it's got a kol or it hasn't got a kol. And this is metaltalin with a kol. Metaltalin with a kol doesn't allow you to claim from Yesoimim. The principle of claiming from Yesoimim has nothing to do with kol. That's karka you can claim from Yesoimim, not anything else. Tosfos might hold that Eved is, and that's what Ula is answering here, that there is a situation where Eved is like karka. When you've made an Eved napoitiki, he becomes karka. It's only before you've made him an apoetiki that he's metaltalin, but when you've made him an apoetiki, he's like karka. If he's like karka, then there's loplug. Then you've got to treat your sovim the same as lekuchas. And I want to say that is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. What is the status of the Eved after apoetiki? Is he still metaltalin but with an apoetiki? Like a shor is an apoetiki, except here there's kol. So it's metaltalin with a kol, it's a strange bria, it's metaltalin with a kol. Or do we say, no, that changes him to karka? That's what karka is. The essence of karka is that it has a kol. That an eved with an apoetiki is treated the same as karka. Yeah. That's how I want to say Tosfos learns. Without an apoetiki, it's not karka. But with an apoetiki, maybe it's karka. Because then the essence of karka, according to Rav Nachman, would then be the fact that it's got a kol. The fact that it's fixed, everybody knows what goes on with karka. There's talk about it. Metaltalin can be kept private. Karka is not private. What do you mean? If an Eved is not an apoetiki, then he's private.
But you don't need to come and the problem to say, how can they inherit something which has got a kol and not got a kol? They can't choose.
According to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, that becomes irrelevant now. According to Tosfos, this is like karka. Finish. And just as you can claim karka from them, you can claim an eved apoetiki from them. Because there's the din of karka. But according to Rashi, they're not like karka. They're metaltalin and they remain metaltalin. It's metaltalin with a kol. Metaltalin with a kol you can claim from Lekuchas, but not from an eved, not from Yesoimim, because the kol principle doesn't apply by Yesoimim. So what we're saying is that there are two sides to the gezeira. The one gezeira was that karka can be claimed from Eveds, from Lekuchos and from Yesoimim. Point number two is, anything with a kol can be claimed from Lekuchos. Tosfos holds that those two gezeiros are the same. Karka, because it has a kol, can be claimed from either. And therefore anything with a kol can be claimed from either, because it's like karka. That's how I would like to learn the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Yes, Doron.
With the fact that you can claim from the kol, is that that Moshe Mishina has that?
That's the Rabbonin. That's the Rabbonin with those.
So, Midurai said,
you can't.
The Lobby doesn't have any claim.
Right. Further on or here?
Yeah,
well, up till now there's no machlokes. which is exactly what Ullah wanted. Ullah wanted to get rid of Rav Nachman, so he's basically saying, no, don't worry,
it's
Rav Nachman.
Like Karkan, that's not the way that Rav Nachman holds. It's like Karkan, right?
Yeah, he's satisfied Rav Nachman. Except Rav Nachman said, even from Yesoimim. So firstly, he said, no, not from Yesoimim. Now he is saying, yes, according to Tosfos, even from Yesoimim.
Isn't that the problem
now? So now it should have said Ella. Now we have a bit of a problem with Ella. Really, Rav Ullah is retracting totally and going back to his original position, or to Rav Nachman's original position, saying, yes, even from Yesoimim, but, and that even you, Rav Nachman, will agree. That's what he's saying. Tucker, normally an Eved is not like Karka, because an Apoetik is like Karka. Now Tosfos goes on to explain that Gemara, Vahachi Perusha. And this is now how to learn the Gemara, and Tosfos gives two Perusha. Omer Rabbi Elozer, Afilu Miyasmi, Beloy Apoetiki, Vishum Dehavi Kekarka. Asks Rav Nachman, did Rav Elozer say that you can be goyve from Yesoimim without apoytiki because it's like karka? So he answers, lo minei perish beloy apoytiki lo gabi elo minei. If there's no apoytiki, Rav Elozer agrees that you can only claim minei, not from anybody else. Uforich minei v'chuli. So then Rav Nachman asks minei. So what's the chiddush? Of course that's so. Umeshani ba apoytiki v'gabi nami miyasmi melukuchlis. The chiddush is that with an apoetiki, itaka becomes like karka. Although he's not like karka, and without an apoetiki, you cannot claim an eved from anyone but himself. With an apoetiki, you can claim him from whoever you want to, because it becomes like karka. He moves right over to the other extreme. Inami, the kari minei afagav degabi nami miyasmi. Or you can learn that he's explaining what he meant when he said minei. This is to avoid the ela problem. That Rav Nachman is saying, no, that Rabbi Ullah is saying, when I said minei, what I meant was, since it's through the loive who made him an apoetiki, that's still called minei. Once you make an apoetiki, it's as if it's never been sold. To sell something or to inherit something which has been made an apoetiki, what is an apoetiki really? You're attaching it to the, you're giving it to him already. You're just saying, in the event that I can't pay, this is where your loan will come from. It's as if you've given it over already. So it's never become the buyers and it's never become the Yosefs. And that's Ullah is saying, what I meant when I said minei was that it's an apoetiki. That's what I meant. Sure, literally, obviously you can claim minei. The chiddush is that you can extend that minei even to a case of apoetiki. Those are the two ways of learning the Gemara according to Tosfos. So we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and in Tosfos we have two ways of learning Pshat in the Gemara. When he asks, Omar Rabbi Elozer, Afilu Miyasmi? No, no, because we haven't introduced our poetic yet.
No, further on.
Later on.
After the
Basar Naf. The Basar Naf, we've still got to do that. We'll ask that when we get there. What that really means. And let's do a bit of Rosh. Simon Yudalad in the Rosh. It's the paragraph that starts Shomer Shemosel LaShomer, and we start further down. About 15 lines further down, it says that Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. You got that? Bal Chayv Eino Goyve Chayv Min HaYosoimim. Bal Chayv Eino Goyve Chayv Min HaYosoimim. Says the Rosh, Bal Chayv may not claim his Chayv from Yosoimim, Me Avodim Sheiniach Lohem Avim, from any Avodim left to them by their father. The halacha k'Rav Nachman bedini, because in Choshen Mishpat we pass like Rav Nachman. The Omar who holds Avdi k'metal to the dami b'chol mili the Rabbonin. In all matters of the Rabbonin, he holds that Avdim is metal to them. Ligvus mina Yosoimim u'linyan Prusbul, we'll see that further on. Linyan Kinyan Agav. Avol im also Avdi aposeki b'shtar. If he made his Eved an aposeki using a shtar, the Rosh adds. the apotiki must be made in writing. Goyve afilu miyasmi. Then he can be goyve even from Yosemim, even according to Rav Nachman. Okay, so that's as we learned that Rav Nachman agrees with that. Mishum de isle kalam, because it has a kol. The kivan de gabi melukuchu is goyve nami miyasmi. And since you can be goyve from lukuchus, you can be goyve from Yosemim also. Afa gav de loshayach b'utayim de kalam. I asked the Rosh the reason of kol doesn't apply by Yosemim. Mishum de loy rotzu chachomim liyapois koach Yosemim. Because the Chachamim did not want to give the Yesoimim a better status with regard to the property than Lekuchos. That was the meaning of Ne'ilas Delis. That we want to give Lekuchos, we want to give the Baal Chayiv the same rights with regard to Lekuchos as he has with Yesoimim and vice versa. That's the Rosh. The Rosh Pasman's Lactosis against Rashi.
Please say that a star causes a call of the alien, and why would we not have such a call applying putting up particularly on his
sure
because when we originally learned through we said no, the call is a strange thing of putting an apotiki on the Eved.
So you're saying the whole thing, the Rosh says that the apotiki has to be bishtar. The pashtus, because only bishtar does have the kol. If it's bishtar, you're asking what's the difference between a shor?
He didn't say that because of the kol. There might be some yeah,
another reason. And if it's the kol, you want to say what's the difference between a shor and an evid. So you want to say there's a kol, even bishtar, even a milve, you want to say bishtar has a kol. A milve bishtar has a kol.
Is it possible to say that it's difficult to identify?
You just have to say that it's not that you need two factors. You need a kol
plus
a choshuv thing. It has to be a major asset, such as karko or evid. You have to say. Otherwise, you're right. Napoetik ba ashur should be the same as evid. Is it shulchan aruch or two? Is it shulchan aruch? Just going to look and see. Sorry. That's the wrong one. If you design and see if it is. I think what you should do is to look for when's our next year? Sunday. To look at the tour, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Sma. On this little piece of apotiki, how the apotiki works. The tour in the Beis Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch with the Sma. Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Hei. Let's go a little further. Lebosa de Nofak. After Rav Nachman went out, Omar Luhu Ulo said to them, "Hochi Omar Rabbi Elozer afilu miyasmi." Rabbi Elozer really said, "Even miyasumim." So you're right, Trevor. According to Rashi, this is fine. Up till now, we've been saying that since it's not like karka, you cannot claim from yasumim, even with an apoyseki. So now he comes to tell us that Rabbi Elozer really meant that it is like karka and you can claim from Yosemim even without Napoesiki. But according to Tosfos, you've been able to claim from Yosemim all the time. The only question is with a Napoesiki or without Napoesiki. So the emphasis should have been, Omar Rabbi Elozer, afilu lo yaso Napoesiki. That's the difficulty in Tosfos. Which might be what is Machriach Rashi to learn the way that he does. Yeah, but you're missing the Gemara is missing the main point. What he's really saying is, "Hachi Omar Rabbi Elozer." The truth is, what did Rabbi Elozer really say? "Afilu miyasmi." We've been saying Yosemim all the time. You're right. So you want to imply it means "Afilu Yosemim without an apotiki." But he's getting excited about the wrong point. It says Rashi Omar Lu Ula Le Yoshin Lefonav Hachi Omar Rabbi Elozer Afilu miyasmi. Why the avdu kemekarkoy dami? Again, Rashi says, if you can claim from Yosemim, there's only one reason that it could possibly be, with apoyitiki or without apoyitiki. If you can claim from Yosemim, it must be karka. And Tosfos acknowledges that. Tosfos just says that with an apoyitiki, it is taka karka. So how will Tosfos learn this? That really he said that it's like karka, and you can, even without an apoyitiki, it's like karka. Rav Nachman ishtamtir ula. Says Rav Nachman, Ulug tried to get away from me. Says Rashi, Nishmat mimeni, Vayore mishum desfiru li avdekim taltali dami. Ulug escaped from me, he was afraid, he avoided me because he was afraid, knowing that I hold it avodim alak taltalin. And he's worried that I will oppress him with kashas and proofs. Ave uvde ben ahado, v'agbu daini den ahado, ave uvde ben putrit, v'agbu ravchana ba'abizne, omalu Rav Nachman. Zilu aduru v'iloi magbilin luhu lapad naichu. Go and pay back, otherwise, go and get the money back, otherwise I'll claim it from your homes. Says Rashi, av uvde v'agbu dainu den adoa filu b'yasmi. Says Rutosvis, zilu aduru choshiv luhu ketoye b'dvar mishne. He regarded them as making a mistake in a mefurush shahalocha. Dvar mishne doesn't mean just in logic the mistake was made. A dayan makes a mistake in logic that the psak is still binding. So any time a dayan's psak is not binding, if he made a mistake in a mishnah, in something which is explicit and known, just he didn't know it, he didn't realize. And Rav Nachman holds that this is a dvar mishnah. This is like making a mistake in an explicit area, and therefore the dayan himself is responsible to repay anything that he can't recover.